Welcome back to another episode of the Jacob Johnston Show. So before we get into today's episode, let me go ahead and say, I know the area behind me is a mess. I'm about 90% unpacked into the new place, and this is only a temporary place as we are looking at the housing market in the area. So I'll just be packing it all up and moving to a different place by the end of the year anyways. So I'm not really motivated to fully unpack everything, so it's probably going to be a mess for a while, unless it drives me nuts and I decide to actually do something about it. Okay, so enough about that. Now let's go ahead and get into today's show. Now, as you know, we on the right, we advocate for free speech. We advocate for open debate, things that the Democrats really hate. Why? Well, the Democrats really love to hear themselves talk. If you take a look at them, you can hardly get them to shut up about anything. It doesn't matter that they don't know anything. They'll continue to talk about crap they have no idea about endlessly. And the reason why we love it is because the more and more they talk, the more and more they slip up what their real agenda is. The more they expose themselves for the horrible corruptocrats that they really are. And this is exemplified in a recent article here that was written by The Blaze. So climate alarmists declare that there is no way to solve the climate crisis without ending capitalism. Oh, yes, you must end capitalism to save the world. People around the globe continue to promote climate alarmism, warning that the world must act to avert a supposed crisis. And in some cases, proponents of this ideology openly advocate for the redistribution of wealth and the end of capitalism. There is no way to solve the climate crisis without ending capitalism, Reverend Dr. Jacque Lewis tweeted on Friday. Constant economic growth cannot exist on a planet with finite resources. The good news is that moving towards sharing economies, local control, low-carbon work like art and care, and dismantling colonialism is the world God longs for us to enjoy. The work to save a habitable planet is the future we deserve, Lewis tweeted. NASA climate scientist Peter Kalmus tweeted, as I often say, we can't solve Earth's breakdown without a redistribution of wealth from the rich to the poor, and justice for most affected people. And we need to raise up their voices. My message shouldn't really be polarizing to anyone but the rich and the fossil fuel executives. So there is a lot to unpack on this, but as you know, the Democrats have been pushing the climate crisis fraud for a very long time. In fact, if you were to go back and trace the history of all the climate alarmism, you'd realize that this has been going on for 120 years. They've been pushing this crap. And for 120 years, they have been wrong on every single claim. They have, over that period of time, they have claimed that there was an ice age coming multiple times. Now, in between those ice ages that they were predicting, they were also saying, oh, the world is going to heat up, it's going to superheat. Almost like there's a pattern of warming and cooling, a natural decades-long pattern that they just do not want to recognize. And no matter which way it's going at that time, it's all man-made. It's all a climate crisis that's going to end in an apocalypse. Therefore, we must sacrifice everything, you know, to save the world. And even in recent decades, the claims that they have made, starting in the 70s, the coming ice age never happened. The world was going to starve to death as the food supply ran out because of acid rain. And that was going to happen in the 90s. We'd all starve out in the 90s. Didn't happen. Oh, we were all going to drown in a flood because the polar ice caps were going to melt and cover the world under the ocean by the year 2000. Didn't happen. The passage of time has debunked every past claim the Democrats have made. Why? Because their claim as far as, you know, climate change is wrong. It's wrong. This is why they go through and now instead of pushing the 10-year period where everyone can see them being wrong multiple times repeatedly, they're going off to the 100-year claim. You know, that way you won't be alive to once again see how wrong they are. Their whole theory on climate change and it being man-made and the cause of man-made climate change is all wrong. Even if you just take a look at the last 50 years, they haven't been able to prove anything, but they just continue on their claim. Why? Because they're Democrats. The truth doesn't matter to them. Facts don't matter to them. It doesn't matter how much their claims get debunked. They keep pushing it. But that is because as they expose themselves, you realize that the whole climate crisis isn't about the climate, which is why none of their solutions, none of the programs, none of the ideas that they come up with to address climate change has anything to do with what they claim is the source of climate change or the cause of climate change. Their solution is always more government power, less freedoms. That's their entire plan. If you just surrender all your rights and freedom to give the government more power and more of your money, then that will somehow solve climate change, even though it doesn't go towards any of the actual causes that they claim. Which is why when you take a look at it, and you take a look at the Paris Climate Accords, all the countries that remained in the Paris Climate Accords achieved nothing. The United States, though, through capitalism and leaving the Paris Climate Accords and developing cleaner fossil fuel technology, you know, gases, we were the biggest reducers. Under Trump, by the way, under Trump, we were the biggest reducers of carbon emissions or what the left claims is the cause of climate change. Isn't that interesting? So we understand that the whole climate crisis, and we've known this for a long time, that the whole climate crisis is not about the climate. The left has been exposing themselves for the past few decades about how the climate crisis is not about the climate. It's about the re-engineering of the global economy, the redistribution of wealth by redistributing which countries get the energy, not based off of capitalism and free market principles, but just based off of the liberals' whim. They have informed us of this, you know, through various writings and books and so forth. So it's no surprise that once again, allowing them to speak freely, they expose themselves that the climate crisis is not about the climate. You may have heard them talk about the New World Order, the Great Reset. That's what their whole climate crisis push is all about. Because think about this, the left, at least in their mind, anything and everything is justified. Overthrowing governments, tossing out the Constitution, you know, taking away every rights and freedom that you have, all in the name of saving the planet, all in the name of stopping the apocalypse. And if you believe that the end is near, the apocalypse is upon us, if you believe that the world is going to end, if they can ingrain that into you, then you will roll over and make any sacrifice to your rights, freedom, and prosperity in order to save the world. Yes, and so that's why they keep pushing this, even though they can't provide any actual evidence, any facts that back up their claim. Now, of course, the left being a bunch of frauds and going off and, well, just flat out lying to you is nothing new. Them going off and claiming one thing while trying to do another thing is just par for the course for the Democrat Party. And just as fraudulent as the Democrats' climate crisis changes, we have another article here. The top Democrats' January 6 investigation revelations blow the roof off of the House, reported by the Red State. Jamie Raskin, who serves on the January 6 committee, recently claimed while speaking at Georgetown University that he and his colleagues will present evidence that Donald Trump coordinated with white nationalists and fascist groups in order to support the coup. The hearing will tell a story that will really blow the roof off the house, Raskin said Thursday at an event hosted by Georgetown University. Members of the committee plan to hold those hearings in June and aim to have a report about their investigation by the end of summer or early fall. No president has ever come close to doing what happened here in terms of trying to organize an inside coup to overthrow an election and bypass the constitutional order, and then also use a violent insurrection made up of domestic violent extremist groups, white nationalists, racists, fascists, in order to support the coup. So there is a lot to unpack here. Of course, the Democrats call anybody who disagrees with them on anything racist, fascist. We know the drill. Whenever the left is back into a corner, they have no arguments, nothing to support their claims. They engage in a bunch of name calling. But let's take a look here. No one has come close as President Trump to overthrowing the constitutional order. Well, yeah, they have. The Democrat Party, they just did. They got a fraudulent person installed into the White House. They already overthrew the election through mass voter fraud and by basically operating an illegal and unconstitutional election and using COVID-19 as an excuse to just throw out the Constitution in order to get the person they want installed. And we've seen what a complete dumpster fire that has been. But we know that they're going to go off and they're going to tell a story. Yeah, they're going to tell a story, a fictional story, just like they told a fictional story about the Trump-Russia investigation. Remember how the FBI altered documents, made a bunch of claims. The Democrats would come out who were on the Intel committee talking about, oh, man, we've seen so much evidence, and this is really, you know, above and beyond. Oh, man, you won't believe what it is we're seeing. And yet they were never able to produce anything. And what little they did try to produce turned out to be fraudulent, altered documents. They lied to the FISA court. So the Democrats going off and telling a fictional story and using the power of government in order to engage in bogus investigations to try and alter or influence the outcome of an election is nothing new. But when it comes to the January 6th committee and the claims of the insurrection, have you ever noticed that all of the people that have been charged with the January 6th event have only been charged with trespassing? Now, this is interesting because I'm trying to figure out how you could be trespassing in a public building. You know, the people's house. You know, that's our house. You know, the house, the Senate, that belongs to the people. So I'm not quite sure how they get that it's trespassing on public property. But in any event, we also take a look at the videos from that day, and what do we see? We see the Capitol Police invited the people in, but they haven't yet been able to catch any of the people, despite all of the videos and everything, of anyone who actually engaged in any of the minor violence that took place. Why is that? Well, we know that the FBI was embedded in the crowd, and we know that some FBI agents were trying to stir up trouble. We've seen this where the FBI tries to meddle in politics and the elections. Remember how the FBI created that whole kidnapping plot? What was it? Against Governor Whitmer, I think, where the FBI planned it, organized it, and recruited, and then after they recruited people for it, arrested the people that they recruited. The whole thing was instigated by the FBI, but was used to try and attack President Trump and Republicans as we approach the 2020 election. And something that would never have taken place. And what is it? They got one person recruited, and that was the entire plot. The FBI was behind the entire thing, just like they were behind the whole bogus Trump-Russia investigation. You know, they falsified documents, lied to the FISA courts, even altered documents, which I guess is the same as falsifying documents, in order to try and make their claim. And we're going to see the same thing here when it comes to the January 6th committee. Or just like when the Democrats were running their impeachment hearings, and the first one that they did was all based off of hearsay. No one actually heard or saw anything. It was all just heard through the grapevine. And that was their case. That was their evidence. That was their story in order to justify impeachment, which impeachment was only, it was only campaigning. They were only doing it in order to try and influence the outcome of the election. So, yeah, we understand that the Democrats are really hanging their hats on the January 6th committee. We know the FBI were embedded in the crowd to try and agitate the crowd. And there was even a hearing that took place months ago now, if you remember, where when the FBI was asked if they had agents in the crowd, they couldn't say, did the FBI engage in any violence during the January 6th? Oh, well, we can't answer that. You know, every question related to the FBI's involvement in January 6th and the so-called insurrection, they couldn't answer. They couldn't speak to it. They couldn't say anything. And so the rest of us know that, well, if the FBI wasn't involved in any of that, the answer would clearly be no. And they would be able to very clearly and easily answer no. But we also know from the pictures that left-wing activists and members of Antifa were in the crowd. These are the people that engaged in the violence, which is why no one who actually engaged in violence has actually been arrested, because they're all left-wing activist groups and government agents. But the left wants to keep pushing the January 6th and claim that the President Trump had tried to overthrow the constitutional order, overthrow the election, even though it was the Democrats that did so and actually succeeded at doing so and was able to get the Republicans to back off of defending the Constitution by running a false flag operation. But why is it also that the Democrats are so intent on this January 6th committee? This whole January 6th was an insurrection is their claim. Why are they so intent on that? Well, it turns out it's more than just running propaganda and trying to, you know, throw mud at their political opponents. There is a very real plan behind the Democrats, and that is to overthrow the Constitution. It's to strip us of our rights to freely elect our representatives. And we can see that here in this next article. You know, so from the Bongino Report, witch hunt, Marjorie Taylor Greene takes the stand in re-election lawsuit from political opponents. And the article goes on to read, Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene took the stand in front of an administrative law judge at a hearing Friday over a challenge to her 2022 re-election bid. Last month's legal filing with Raffenberger's office alleges that Greene played a role in the January 6, 2021, and that she should not be permitted to run. The challenge argues that Greene's alleged role in January 6 violates a rarely cited provision of the 14th Amendment. It was on January 6, 2021, that a riot ensued in the nation's capital, disrupting Congress from certifying Joe Biden's 2020 election victory. The organization filed a 42-page complaint on behalf of five 14th congressional district voters. Boy, that is worded horribly. Alleging that Greene should be disqualified because of the clause of the 14th Amendment that says no person shall be a senator or representative in Congress who, having previously taken an oath as a member of Congress to support the Constitution of the United States, shall have engaged in an insurrection. And so there you have it. That's the push. That's the real motive behind the Democrats' January 6th committee, why they ran the false flag operation. See, what they want to try and do is link every sitting Republican who dare spoke out about the election, who dare challenged the legitimacy of the election, you know, who dare spoke out about all the election fraud. They're going to try and connect them as having played a major role in supporting and instigating an insurrection. And therefore, all sitting Republicans, if this were to go through, right, and Marjorie Taylor Greene is the test case. And if they succeed, then they're going to file this against every Republican running for re-election, whoever spoke in support of President Trump, whoever spoke out against election fraud or how the legitimacy of the election was in question. Anybody who's currently in office who did that is going to be charged as having aided an insurrection, supported an insurrection. And therefore, all current Republicans are disqualified from running for re-election. And therefore, because of filing deadlines and so forth, Republicans are disqualified as a party from running in the election. And thus, the only election that we have is of Democrats. Only Democrats are eligible to run in the 2022 midterms. That's how they plan on saving themselves in the midterm that they know they are going to lose, and they are going to lose badly. See, with the Democrats, it's all a con. It's all a long game. You know, while they go off, and we know that they always try to accuse the Republicans that which the Democrats themselves are guilty of, it's all the long game, the con. So if they can try and convince you that the Republicans engaged in an insurrection, and January 6th was that insurrection, and that it wasn't a false flag operation, then they can just claim that all Republicans are disqualified, therefore no Republican can run for the 2022 midterm election. And with the Democrats being the only ones qualified to run for the election, they are guaranteed supermajorities and then can ram through anything and everything that they want. It is sickening what the Democrats are doing. And the Republicans need to stand up to the Democrats. And I love that Ron DeSantis. You know, if Trump doesn't run, I would seriously consider Ron DeSantis. You know, recently he has gone off, stripped Disney of basically their self-governance, you know, of being a state within the state, which no other company has ever been given that. And the left is going off going nuts. And it's like, wait a minute, I thought you guys didn't like big major corporations. But they're going nuts when all Ron DeSantis is doing is saying, okay, no more special treatment. You have to play by the same rules and the same laws as every other corporation. You know, subjecting them to the same laws everyone else is subject to, and the left goes nuts. And then Ron DeSantis has recently thrown out and disqualified books from being able to be part of the public school system. Why? Because they had critical race theory and left-wing political propaganda in it, including in the math books. And like I've said, you know, just saying that you are banning critical race theory, you know, as a class doesn't actually ban it, because the left has been putting their political indoctrination, critical race theory, their political agenda, you know, transgender ideology, they're putting it all into the textbooks as the foundational narrative. They're putting it into every single class. You know, word problems in the math class are going to have critical race theory in it. So it's great that Ron DeSantis has decided, no, we're tossing those out. You know, those books are disqualified. And every Republican governor needs to be taking note of Ron DeSantis and his actions and implement that in every single state. Now, there's a lot more that could be done, and that's for another show. But I just wanted to throw that out there. All right, so one more thing that I want to get out on today's episode. So the tyrants of the Democrat Party are now in Rhode Island trying to push a bill that has harsh fines for unvaccinated people, NTD News reports. The legislation, first introduced by a group of Democrat senators in March, states that all eligible citizens in Rhode Island over the age of 16 who reside, work, or pay personal income taxes are required to get the shot or face two different civil penalties. Under the policy, those who are eligible for the jab and are under the age of 16 would also be required to get the COVID-19 vaccine, with the responsibility of ensuring compliance falling on all parents or guardians with medical consent power, meaning parents or guardians of non-compliant minors are mandated to force children to take the shot. Anyone who violates the order will face a $50 monthly fine and shall owe twice the amount of personal income taxes as would otherwise be assessed. In addition, employers who fail to require proof of vaccination from workers and knowingly violate this rule will be forced to pay a penalty of $5,000 per month for each violation. It's really important that we take all the precautions we can to make sure that everyone in Rhode Island is vaccinated. Plenty of people break all sorts of rules, and if they get caught, they pay a fine. It's not a particularly severe fine. So the tyrants are just going to be tyrants here. Now, first off, the pandemic is over. It's been over for a while. The left just doesn't want to admit that it's over because they got drunk on the power of the pandemic, where they could use the pandemic as an excuse for any authoritarian move, any stripping of your constitutional rights. They don't have a constitutional authority for this. That is just blatantly clear. But not only is the pandemic order, Not only is the pandemic over, the vaccines, the information that has come out about the vaccines is wow. So if you haven't known, or if you didn't know, a judge had ordered that information related to the vaccine must be released. Remember how the Democrats were trying to say, you're not allowed to know what's in the vaccine, how it was developed, and you're not allowed to know any of the trial information. In fact, they wanted all information related to the vaccine sealed for the next 75 years. So they want to force you to take the jab, but you're not allowed to know anything about it or anything about the risks. And what did we find out? A lot of people have suffered a lot from having taken the vaccine. Some of the information that we have found out is those who have taken the vaccine, well, the vaccine has weakened their immune system, making them not only more susceptible to COVID-19 and all of the variants, but making them more susceptible to a bunch of other viruses, even common viruses, and making those viruses more deadly to them because of their weakened immune system, and how they would have to start taking more and more injections in order to protect themselves. So the vaccine, as it is weakening the immune system, which means it's actually more dangerous to take the vaccine than it is to not take it, when you take a look at its how it compromises the immune system. We also see the negative and adverse reaction. You know, heart inflammation, and a lot more. You know, I could go through an entire list here. So the Democrats are going off and saying that as a result of a pandemic that's already over, we're going to force you to take a vaccine that is actually potentially dangerous to you, that is harmful to you. And that if you don't, we're going to force you to pay a fine. You know, you're going to be forced. You're not going to be able to work. What income you can generate is going to go to the government, you know, double taxation, you know, monthly fines. And that's all while you are out of work. If you don't take a vaccine, that could be potentially dangerous to your health based off of the information that has been released under court order. See, they don't care about the science. They don't care about your life. They don't care about the dangers and the medical risk that the vaccine imposes on you. They want to force you, because if they can force you to take the vaccine, if they can force their will on you, then it's further evidence that the Constitution no longer applies. that you have no civil rights or liberties. You have no constitutional rights. You're not a free and independent people. You are subject of the state. You know, it goes all the way back to the Democrats' desire for the New World Order, the Great Reset, which the Great Reset is to go back to the way things were before the United States, where only the few, you know, the landowners, the privileged, those with titles, you know, like sir or lord, they own everything, they control everything, and you own nothing. You only exist to serve them. When you actually think about it, the old world order that they want to go back to, the Great Reset, was slavery, where the peasants, there was no middle class, were the peasants. If you weren't the land order, if you weren't born into the right family, no matter what you did in life, your station never changed. If you were born into a peasant family, no matter what you did, you would always be a peasant. And everything that you accomplish, you know, your talents, you know, your hard work, you know, any money that you made really went up to the elitists. You didn't own the land, they did. So you had to pay them anything, everything you had in order to be able to stay on the land. But yet under the New World Order, which was started with the founding of the United States and capitalism, the family you were born into doesn't matter. Your hard work, your talent, skills, and work ethic determines where you go in life, where, you know, you could be born rich and go bankrupt, or you could be born dirt poor and become super wealthy. It's all dependent upon you, the choices you make, your talents, your skill, and your work ethic. And they don't like that. The left really hates that. So they want to try and do everything that they can to overthrow democracy and capitalism, which, as we discussed at the beginning of the show, is why they are pushing the climate crisis hoax. But they want to go off and overthrow that so that they can go back to the old world order. And the pandemic offered them the opportunity. In fact, if you go back and take a look at all the Democrats' statements during the pandemic, they always talked about how the pandemic offered them the opportunity to reorganize the world order, to reorganize the economy, to enact the Great Reset. It was never about public safety for them. It was never about, you know, protecting the people. It was all about seeing an opportunity, then never let a crisis go to waste, as Rahm Emanuel always said, in order to enact their agenda and push and force down their political will onto you, to basically toss out the Constitution. And that's what they are still trying to do here. They're probably kicking themselves in the butt for not doing it, you know, a year ago when people still thought that the pandemic was going on. You know, but they're still trying to go through and try and use the force of government that says you have to take an injection. You're not allowed to know what's in it. You're not supposed to know the risk. But now, even though you do know what's in it now, and you do know that it is potentially dangerous to your health to take the vaccine, we're going to force you to do it because we think during the pandemic, you have been conditioned now to believe that you are to surrender all your rights and freedoms under the guise of public health, under the claim of public health. And so they're going to ram this down to see how much of what they started during the pandemic, their authoritarian overthrow of the constitutional order, their authoritarian agenda, how much you have been accustomed to, and how much of that is going to be able to remain now that the pandemic is recognized by most people as being over. How much of that conditioning will remain? And that's what this bill in Rhode Island is about. It's not about public safety. It's not about health, not about protecting the population. It's a test run to see how much of their authoritarian agenda that they were able to get implemented as part of the pandemic when it was happening, how much of that remains? How much of your rights and freedoms are you willing to have permanently surrendered? All right, so that's it for this episode. I'd like to thank you so much for watching. This is only on Rumble. I'm no longer posting anything to YouTube. I'm not even allowing things to auto-post to YouTube. So the video will be on Rumble. The audio, of course, will be in the podcast, which I have hosted on Anchor, and you can find on pretty much any platform in which you get your podcast. Thank you so much, and I will be back again soon.